You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 58. If there was one thing in your life that you could change, what would it be? I'm sure you've got something just sitting there in your mind now, and during the course of today's show, I'll give you some assistance on that. Yes, it will relate to your dreams, and yes, it will also relate to your waking life. So just have a little think about that again. If there was one area of your life that you could change, which would it be? And we've been podcasting now for just over a year, and we've just recently looked up the stats and been more focused on doing the shows than looking at the stats. And we were delighted to discover that we've got regular listeners downloading the show in more than 26 countries across the world. So most of our listeners are in the United States of America. And then we also have regular listeners in the Russian Federation, China, Japan, Norway, India, Colombia, Korea. I'm just reading those at random off the list. And of course, also right across Europe and Australasia. So welcome everybody, no matter where you're sitting, and especially those of you that are sitting in some of the more remote areas of the world. Thank you for taking an interest in the show. We dream everywhere, don't we? We don't have a guest on the show today because I thought that since we've been doing it for a year, we'd just take a little moment to review some stuff and particularly give some direction to those of you out there that have been listening to the show for a long time and just, yeah, put some things together and put some extra help. What's going to happen in today's show is I'm first of all going to give you an update from Jeremy. Now, some people, if you've listened to episode 50, you may remember Jeremy. He dreamed of being a passenger in a Cadillac, feeling unsure about where he was driven to. And there was also the question in his dream, you may remember, of being faced with taking two painful beauty injections that were on offer, a long shot and a short shot. So, you know, later on, you might like to go back and listen to episode 50 and hear Jeremy telling the original dream. But I've also got an update here that he sent me 7 weeks after the podcast. So we'll start with that, and then we'll work into looking around ways of answering that question that I gave you at the beginning of the dream, how to improve the one area that you would like to change. And finally, at the end of the show, I'm going to read you an article that I wrote some time ago that is also about that topic. So hang in for the whole show for lots of help on changing that one area of your life that you would like to change. But let's start with Jeremy. So here's Jeremy's update that he emailed me earlier this week. And so he's writing 7 weeks after not only having his dream interpreted in episode 50, but of course also doing the dream alchemy practice that we worked out during that episode. So here's Jeremy. He says, "I hate to sound corny, but after our 45-minute talk, it set into motion a lot of positive events in my life. I didn't notice any changes myself right away, but a few weeks after our dream interpretation, my friends were saying things to me like, 'You look great. Are you working out or something?' And, 'You seem different in a good way. What's up with you?' And I kept thinking, 'Huh, that's weird,' until I started putting together what's been happening to me in the past 2 months. The major highlight for me has been the surprisingly powerful results of the dream alchemy practice you gave me. Honestly, I thought it was going to be too difficult to keep up with, but after a week or so, it got easier, and I can slip into that visualization so easily now. And doing the dream alchemy has given me a feeling of consciously, and unconsciously too, I assume, being in the driver's seat of my life. If that's not a beautiful feeling, I don't know what is. And in working with my dreams more, I've discovered that the needle, the long and the short shot, was going to be so painful because I was trying to take two paths at the same time in my waking life. I was working towards the long shot, that was entrance exams and PhD applications and 6 years of study, and the short shot, that was starting an internship and beginning research at the same time. No wonder it was going to hurt, it was overwhelming. Then in future dreams, the beauty shot changed. Let me share a dream from 2 weeks ago," says Jeremy. I was on a treacherous, snowy mountain trail, and everyone else in the party was in summer clothes and loving it, but I was freezing, yet wearing a parka and winter gear. I struggled down a slippery trail and found an inviting cabin, and inside was a nurse who looked like my friend's mother, who's very warm, creative, and beautiful. And she said, "It's time for my shot. But it's the latest version, which doesn't require any injection anymore, and it's a drink now." The drink tasted like ginger and honey, I remember, and it was very warming. And then I went outside the cabin and played in the snow with everyone else, and it felt wonderful and not at all cold. And as we played, the snow all melted quickly, and in just a few hours, but not before a playful snowball or two was thrown, it became a forest in springtime. I woke up with a feeling of pure joy. My dream analyst skills are meager, but I think that means progress. The pain of getting the beauty shot for me was the process of getting there, I think. When it actually happens, maybe it doesn't hurt so much after all. Thank you so much, Jane Teresa. And that was Jeremy's feedback, which is wonderful. And it was that feedback that really gave me the idea for the stuff I want to cover in today's podcast show. Now, you'll notice there that Jeremy has mentioned not only that he thought that it might be difficult to do the Dream Alchemy practice, but he stuck in there and he did it anyway, and then it became easier for him. So that's one thing to note, apart from the wonderful positive changes in his life, of course. And the other thing to note was that he had a follow-up dream where you began to see evidence of the changes taking place within him. So what looked difficult and painful in the first dream, the painful beauty shot, you can see in the second dream has become something much more embraceable and gentle. So you can see in the second dream that the dream alchemy is working, and therefore Jeremy's unconscious beliefs that were working against him before have been transformed and are now working for him, and that's why he's beginning to get fantastic results in his life. So that reminded me of, you know, some of our other podcast guests from the past who have also offered public feedback. And I'm thinking particularly in recent months of Carla, who was podcast episode number 44, and Jennifer, who was podcast episode 47. And they both gave us a lot of feedback, which I've given in a recent podcast. And both of them also offered subsequent dreams that came up that really showed that their previous unconscious beliefs had actually changed and transformed. So I thought you might want to have a little think about this, about, you know, if you're creating dream alchemy practices for yourself to do, or if you're consulting with me and getting dream alchemy practices, it's really important not only to notice the positive changes that you get in your life, but also to look at the subsequent dreams that come up, because they reflect what's actually happening deep down inside your unconscious mind. They show you how deeply or how powerfully your dream alchemy is working. And also those subsequent dreams can be used to help pinpoint other little unconscious beliefs that kind of get unearthed in the process of doing the work. So what I'm really saying is that sometimes it's really important when you do dream alchemy to really follow the progress of your dreams over a number of weeks and really pay attention to those as well. So sometimes it's not just one dream and one dream alchemy practice, although that can, you know, move heaven and earth, that can create great changes in your life. But to really get the full benefit, it's worth watching a series of dreams and particularly watching how your dreams reflect your progress with your dream alchemy practices. So you may want to listen back to episode 44 and episode 47, which was Carla and Jennifer, and then read their updates, which are on all the websites. They're easy to find, and you know, look at how their dreams reflect the dream alchemy practices that they were doing. So remembering now the question that I posed at the beginning of today's show, which was, if there's one area of your life that you would like to change, which would it be? And bear that in mind as we continue to unfold the goodies in today's podcast. Now, it's quite interesting if you think about the area of your life that you would like to change, that, you know, I know that your dreams will be addressing it, because that's what dreams do. You know, particularly anything that's an obstacle to us or frustrating to us, or something that we really spend a lot of time focusing on because it's not what we want. You know, our dreams tend to reflect all of that. And so the key to unlocking or solving those issues are always in your dreams. It's just that you may not see them. And when we don't see them in our dreams, sometimes our unconscious mind speaks even more loudly than that, so that the issues that we're feeling in our life that we can't quite get our heads around, and, you know, and we can't quite interpret from our own dreams, may start manifesting around us in our life. Now, the last couple of episodes, episode 57, where Kate was my guest, and episode 56, where Andrea was my guest, just so happened to both involve conversations about what was happening to their bodies in waking life. Now, you can go back and listen to these two episodes, but for example, Kate in episode 57 was telling me about a dream, and in her dream, she chopped off her right leg because she wanted to look inside the calf muscle, and later on, she realized there was a problem in the dream with her ankle. And at that point, she remembered that she'd actually twisted her ankle in waking life a couple of weeks before the dream. And at that point in the podcast, although we were interpreting the dream, you'll remember, or if you go back and listen, you'll hear that I then shift the focus from talking about the dream and interpreting that to starting to talk about her twisted ankle in waking life. In other words, I kind of started to interpret her waking life twisted ankle as if it was a dream. And when you listen back to that episode 57, you'll hear that from interpreting the waking life twisted ankle really helped us further with the dream interpretation. Now hold that thought for a moment, because I'm now going to talk about episode 56, which was Andrea. And you may remember that in Andrea's dream, she had the dream of the mutant demons that wanted her to become one of them. And she had to go through receiving a toxic shampoo in order to become one of them. And when she went through that process in her dream, she was given the name Elixir. And Andrea said in the podcast, I've got to tell you about Elixir because it actually is a personal symbol to me, because when I was a child, my grandmother used to give me a medicine called Elixir, and that's what came to mind. So at that point, I said, well, you know, we were now talking about Andrea's waking life, of course. And I said, well, why did your grandmother used to give you Elixir when you were younger? And she said, for my stomach ache. And I said, when did you have stomach ache? And she said, well, that's really weird, because I only ever had stomach ache when I went to see my grandmother. So I then began to interpret the waking life dream. In other words, I began to interpret why Andrea had stomach aches when she went to see her grandmother. Now, if you didn't listen to those episodes, or if this is all new to you, you may be thinking, I think I'll just stop listening to this podcast now. It's got nothing to do with dreams and it's getting a bit weird. But actually, it has everything to do with dreams, and it is so commonsensical when you start to listen that everything begins to join up. What was happening for Andrea and for Kate in the past with their twisted ankles and their stomach aches was that their unconscious minds were being heard, were expressing themselves in their waking lives. And strange though it may seem, you can actually read a person's waking life in the same way that you interpret a dream. You can interpret their waking life in the same way that you can interpret a dream. And you get an even bigger jackpot when you can marry interpreting the dream with interpreting what's going on in the person's waking life that seems to overlap with some of the dream symbols. So, you know, this is where I quite often find myself when working with people, is working not just with the dream that they bring along, but actually working with the things in their waking life that they want to change. You know, the things in their waking life they're not so happy with, the headaches, the twisted ankles, the relationship issues, whatever it is. And by interpreting both the waking life and the dream, we can usually get so amazingly close to understanding the unconscious beliefs that person has got. And then, of course, we come in and apply the dream alchemy. So kind of reverse all that thinking and realize how powerful it is once you do a dream alchemy practice. It's not only going to shift your waking life, you're going to get positive outcomes in the areas that you wanted to change, because the old limiting unconscious belief isn't there anymore. But of course, also your dreams are going to change to reflect that. So interpreting the waking life and interpreting your dreams, as you've heard in recent episodes, is a very powerful way to go. And the other really big thing to remember here, and that you hear it again from guests on the show, and from when they put in their updates, is people say, I thought the dream alchemy practice was going to be very hard to do. Now, they then go into two groups. There's the ones that say, I thought the dream alchemy practice was going to be really hard to do, so I didn't do it. And they will often email me later and say, I've just had another listen to the podcast show, and I'm going to do it this time. And then they get great results. And there are others like Jeremy that say, I thought it was going to be hard to do, but I stuck with it. And actually, it got easier and easier. And that's when I began to see results in my life. And that is how dream alchemy works. You know, the exercises themselves are actually quite simple. But the reason that you personally may find it difficult to do a dream alchemy, say, visualization based on your dream is, when you think about it, because part of you goes, I don't really want to change this part of my life. I'm in comfort zone. I don't want change, even though you do. So there's a kind of inner battle against doing the dream alchemy. And that's when you really need to either just do it anyway and you kind of reach the breakthrough and you shake your head and wonder, why didn't I just get on and do with it in the first place? I can't believe life is so simple. Why was it all so hard? Or you can get a buddy, you know, someone that you know to hold you to doing your dream alchemy practice. Or you can get someone like me to actually help you, not just with one interpretation and alchemy, but to actually stay with you over a run of weeks so that I can help you to interpret the dreams, the subsequent dreams that come up after you started doing your dream alchemy, and therefore can help you chart your progress, can wave my finger and make sure that you're doing your dream alchemy practices, and also help you to interpret your waking life so that we can see that what we plan to happen in your unconscious mind, you know, the changes we want you to make to your unconscious beliefs are actually changing and kind of fine-tune that. So there's value if you consult me privately, for example, to not just having one dream interpreted and being given a dream alchemy practice and being left to go off and do it by yourself, but to actually have, say, a weekly session with me over a number of weeks to really continue with the progress and see the kind of results that those podcast guests that actually do the dream alchemy practices are getting. So here we go. Still remembering that question I gave you at the beginning of the podcast show today. If there's one area of your life that you would like to change, which would it be? Now I'm going to read out some questions for you. And just in your own mind's eye, answer them while thinking about that area of your life that you would like to change. Okay, how many of these apply to you? The same problem keeps coming up. You're not getting the answers or results that you keep asking for. Here's one. Just as you begin to see the results you want, they stop. Now, I'm just going to stop at that one and talk about that one a little bit because it's a very, very common experience. Just as you begin to see the shift or the change that you want, they stop. It's like they go backwards. Now, what's often happening, or I'd say 99% of the time is happening there, is you're just beginning to make a change in your life and your unconscious saboteur steps in. Part of your unconscious mind goes, no, look, I know it's probably going to be better for me, but if I make that change in my life, all sorts of things are going to happen. I'm not really ready for those yet. So let's just pull the plug on this one. Let's sabotage this one. Don't want this one. And that's when you have that experience where you're just beginning to see the changes you want and they stop because you're stepping back into comfort zone. So that's a really important one. And I think you've probably heard that mentioned before in some of the podcasts too, where guests have mentioned that one. Here's another question for you. Still thinking about the area of your life that you would really like to change. Because isn't it true, you know, that often you can put a tick against most areas of your life that are going well, and there's always just one area that you would like to have a change. Here's one. You do your affirmations and your visualizations, but they're not producing the results you want. Now, if that's happening for you, my guess is you're not doing dream alchemy affirmations and you're not doing dream alchemy visualizations. You're doing you know, ordinary ones. You're doing the, yes, if I visualize opening up my bank statement and seeing $1 million there, it's going to be there. Well, that's not how it works if your unconscious mind has a different agenda. So dream alchemy visualizations and dream alchemy affirmations and other dream alchemy practices are based on actually reprogramming your unconscious mind, getting your unconscious mind to do the affirmations and visualizations, because that's where the block is. That's where the changes need to be made. In fact, sometimes doing a traditional visualization, like every time I open my bank statement, I'm going to see $1 million, can actually reinforce your unconscious mind going, no, that's really not what we want, and actually start to create the opposite results to what you want. So if that's happening for you, the more you're doing your non-dream alchemy affirmations and visualizations, the worse things seem to be getting. You can be pretty sure you've got a saboteur working there, and what you need is him or her to be outed through either interpreting your dream or interpreting your waking life, but either way, getting down to the unconscious beliefs that are operating there, and then applying dream alchemy practices which work with your unconscious beliefs to change them. Here's another question. Thinking about the area of your life that you would like to change. Do you regularly feel frustrated, as if you're being blocked? How many times have you expressed sheer and utter frustration about the area of your waking life? And how often have you said, it just feels like I'm being blocked. What is it I'm not seeing here? What am I not getting? Well, the answer to that is the same as the previous question. What you're not seeing and what not you're not getting is you're not seeing your saboteur. You're not seeing your unconscious beliefs that have a different agenda from your conscious mind. And that's what's blocking you. So this question is really much the same. How often do you feel you've done absolutely everything you possibly can and you just don't understand why you're not living the life you deserve? Well, you know that now, don't you? Do you have a minor recurring health ailment? Have a think about it. A minor recurring health ailment. And now, do you have a major recurring health ailment? Or do you have one area of your body that's accident prone? Think about it. Do you say, I'm always stubbing my toe? Or every time I cut myself, it's always on the tip of my finger? Or I keep putting my back out? You know, is there one area of your body is more accident prone? If you're going to have an accident, is it always to the same area of your body? Now, if you have answers to these questions, these are the kind of questions that can be analyzed, interpreted as a waking life dream. Your unconscious mind expresses itself in your body as much as it expresses yourself in itself in your dreams. So, you know, as you'll have heard in episode 57 with Kate and episode 56 with Andrea, for example, I can help you to interpret things like recurring minor and major health ailments and areas of your body where you're accident prone. These can be interpreted as if they were waking dreams to really zone in on that unconscious belief that needs changing in order to improve the area of your life. Variation on that question. When you feel unwell, I bet it's usually in the same part of your body, isn't it? Here's another question. Do you keep meeting people with a similar personality trait? Do you keep meeting people who experience similar problems to you? Now think about that. It can be interesting and helpful to meet people that have similar problems to you because you can empathize. You can give them sympathy and empathy. You can relate. But on the other hand, if you're only meeting people who are experiencing similar problems to you, you're not meeting people that have found the solutions. So you're getting a reflection of where your unconscious mind is. It's as if your unconscious mind is manifesting in your waking life the same situation, the same unconscious beliefs that you've got in other people. And of course, what you want to be able to do there, ideally, is start to meet people that have been there but have found solutions so that you can start seeing a way through. So if you do find that you keep meeting people who are experiencing similar problems to you, don't cut them off. love them, empathize with them, but just take a little note to yourself. Isn't that interesting? My waking life is like a dream. And if this was a dream, I'd be saying, well, what would I be saying? What is this saying about me and my own unconscious mind? What am I attracting into my life at the moment? Everyone in a dream represents something about myself. Everyone that casually comes into my waking life that I accept into my circle represents something about myself. What can I learn from this? Here's another question. Do you experience recurring dreams or a recurring dream theme? Of course, you know that. You know that dreams refer to what's been happening for the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you have a recurring dream or a recurring dream theme, it is mirroring a recurring waking life issue that needs to be sorted out. You know, recurring dreams are usually unresolved. You get to the end of the dream and, you know, nothing's solved or it's not good. And that is reflecting in waking life an issue where nothing is solved and it's not good. Here's another question about that area of your life that you would like to change. How often do you wonder whether you're on the right path and experience doubt about it? Here's a slightly different question, maybe not really thinking about the area of your life, but my feeling is it will probably apply. Have you yet to find your passion? And if you say, yes, I found my passion, I mean, no, I found my passion, then ask yourself this. Have you found your passion, but you're not sure how to make it work for you? Do you know that you're creative, but sometimes that creativity is blocked? Do you feel overwhelmed from time to time, not sure about the next best step? Do you feel that like there's a message in your situation, but you're just not getting it? All these are indications that, you know, your waking life is reflecting what's going on in your unconscious mind and it's ripe for analysis. Your waking life is ready, like your dreams, to be interpreted. And if you're not seeing that interpretation, you just need a little bit of help there. Do you find, particularly in the area of your life that you'd like to change, that you tend to be more anxious or stressed about it more often than you feel confident and calm? Do you sometimes wake up feeling stressed or really keep saying to yourself, I really need some work-life balance and not doing anything about it? Another waking life manifestation of an unconscious belief that really is crying out to be changed is that feeling that when you feel drained or pulled down by someone in your life. So just ask yourself, do you sometimes feel drained or pulled down by someone in your life? Do you have a long-term vision, but you're not sure on the best way to achieve it? Are you too busy dealing with daily obstacles and issues to focus on this vision? Or are you going through a period in your life where an old vision no longer suits you, or you've done it, you've achieved that, ticked that off, and you've got no long-term vision at the moment, but you'd like to have one, but you don't know how to find it? Have you reached a point in your life where you're unsure of your purpose or not sure about your talents, not sure about how to make a difference, but you would like to make a difference if only you could work out how to do it? Or would you say that you feel really successful in the world? You've achieved everything you've set out to achieve. You've ticked all the boxes on all your visions, and yet you feel there's something missing. If you can relate to any of these questions and are seeking answers, then, you know, getting a dream interpreted or getting your speaking to me on a personal consultation level, say, and getting help with interpreting a combination of your dreams and your waking life will really accelerate the changes in your life mixed with some dream alchemy. And, you know, even if you've got a great passion and a sense of purpose and you know exactly what you're doing, but you just feel like you're alone and out there in the world and you need a mentor to guide you and just keep you on track, or even just be your cheer squad and add other dimensions to your thinking, put other thoughts and challenges your way, then, you know, that might be another reason why you might want to consult with me. On this level, I guess, you know, this one of the services that I offer that may interest you if this kind of long-term help with your dreams and your waking life feels to you the next step in your evolution. It's what I call life coaching or dream coaching. It's mostly done with your dreams, but also, of course, with interpreting your waking life, and most importantly, with doing dream alchemy practices. And what I really help you to do is to establish and clarify, you know, your vision, your dream, your purpose, your goals. And once we've established and clarified them, I help you to achieve them. And that's, you know, we're talking about whether these visions, dream, purpose, and goals are personal, relationship, your lifestyle, health, creative, you know, business or spiritual or whatever. And if you do go through that system with me, that you can consult me. It's all done by phone, so you can live anywhere, including all those countries, those 26 plus countries that I referred to at the beginning of the show. I phone you for an hour's consultation once a week. You can go for 4 weeks, and that's 4 one-hourly phone calls to deal with all this stuff. And that will really bring you to a point of breakthrough in some area of your life, particularly that one you've just chosen there. And particularly with me helping you stick with your dream alchemy practices and, you know, listening to how you're going with them and tracking them in your dreams and your waking life. Or you can go for, a longer period of time than 4 weeks, but you can look all that up on the website if you're interested. Just go anywhere on any of the websites and click the icon which says life coaching, and it's got a picture of my face. Mind you, a picture of my face is all over the websites, because it's not particularly because I like my face, but I'm told by my marketing people that that's branding. So there you go. Click the life coaching, or go to my website at dream.net.au and click services, and you'll find it from there. So that's a little bit of help. And this is now reinforced in the article that I'm going to read you now. And this is one that I wrote originally as a DreamSight article in August 2000. So this is 10 years ago, and it is in alignment with everything we've been discussing so far, and I think you'll enjoy it. And I can tell you that since this article, my life has just, wow, it's just changed in every respect. But anyway, I wrote this in August 2000, and it's called Treacle Walking. You know treacle, that sweet stuff that you spread on your toast and bread? Treacle walking. Okay, here we go. I call it treacle walking. It's the dream walk you do where everything seems normal, but the air is as thick as treacle. Everyone else seems to be getting around at normal speed while you force your body forward slowly, if at all, cutting through the sticky resistance. Have you ever had that dream? This old dream of years past once more threw its thick, impenetrable cloak of tough stuff across my dream path recently. Only this time, I wasn't alone. And this time, we were treacle running in no-go slow-mo. It's great exercise, the old man motioned to me in echoing delay, matching his every strain with mine. I looked down at my strong, perfectly toned dream legs and had to agree. When the going gets stuffed, the tough get going. For a while, at least. It was time to freeze frame the dream, as if it could get any slower, and rerun the drama towards a more successful outcome. There's only so much treacle running a person can do, regardless of the exercise value. When the going gets tough, the tough get stuffed. This type of dream will often come up when you feel you are meeting resistance in some area of your waking life. A variation on this dream theme is to find yourself running late for a plane, bus, boat, exam, or meeting. The running may seem normal, but the number of obstacles and delays multiply beyond any hope of reaching your dream target on time or comfortably. What should be easy progress in your mind seems unnecessarily complicated and delayed. Life seems to sting and hamper you instead of flow and fulfill. I've always wondered why I called this treacle running as a child. We didn't eat treacle, but we always had a tin of golden syrup on the tea table. The green and gold tin used to fascinate me because I couldn't fully work out the meaning of the picture on the back. I remember it as a lion surrounded by bees and wording to the effect, "From strength comes forth sweetness." Or was it, "From sweetness comes forth strength"? I have a vague idea about the connection between strength and sweetness when mixed with bee stings. Bees can sting you, but if you're a brave little child, you can have some of their honey on your bread. This symbolism has been recently reinforced as medical research has shown that honey applied to cuts speeds healing. So we can now lick our wounds with our honeyed tongues and bring forth the sweetness of healing the pain of adversity. We acquire the strength of the golden lion through the pain of the tough stuff in life, reaping sweet rewards from our labours and discovering the secrets of healing within. Perhaps that's where the notion of treacle running came from. Life's tough resistances build inner and outer strengths that ultimately heal our pain. But away with treacle running. In hindsight, I rename it honey running, sweetness and strength all built into one symbol. My childhood translation was, "From adversity comes forth healing." But that word "forth" was not one our family uttered. What did it mean? And what was it doing on our humble matter-of-fact golden syrup tin? But I diverge, which is what we all do when faced with getting to the end of a task. The clock is ticking, the DreamSci article is due, and my best solution is to hesitate, to throw a new thought, a diversion, an obstacle onto my path. It's a perfect delay, a great resistance to creating the final paragraph of this piece. A full circle to the dream theme, for when we think we meet resistance in our waking life, when we think we can name and point our finger at the source of that resistance, we are usually facing the divergent path. We are usually wrong. We are usually avoiding the final paragraph, the drawing together of the understanding, the learning of the lesson, the point of the tough exercise. Our resistance comes from nowhere and no one else but within. We, consciously but mostly unconsciously, perfect the art of throwing obstacles in our path. We hesitate to conclude, and so we meet our own resistance. In dreams, in honey running, we meet multiplied air resistance. Air in dreams often symbolizes the mind, our unseen, conscious and unconscious thoughts. In such dreams, we are forced to realize that it is our own unseen, unrecognized thoughts which form the resistance we meet. The task is to discover the obstacle thinking and to remove it to free our paths from ourselves. After my recent honey running dream, I spent some time awake envisaging an easier run. This, of course, is a dream alchemy practice. I peered into the thick air and saw it swirling with unseen stickiness. I mentally thinned it. I emotionally summoned up the elation of running free without resistance. Over and over, I practiced this dream alchemy exercise, reversing the difficulties of my dream. That night, I received my honeyed reward. I dreamed I ran uphill through deep sand in conditions that would normally have bogged me down, but it was free, smooth, energy-less, and jubilant, not to mention blissfully uphill. On waking, I knew from my dream success that my way forth was as clear and easy as I was willing to let it be. A week of waking life tough stuff awaited me as my obstacles were no longer invisible. I could now see my own resistances spread across my waking life path. I had the job of identifying them and removing them, letting them go. A week of dreams helped me to zoom my focus in on my hesitations and also gave me tips as to how to deal with them practically. One by one, each resistance that had manifested in my waking life began to disappear. As I got tough, The stuff got going. The wise old man from my dream was right. It was well worth the exercise. And that was 10 years ago. And this is today. And this is today after a year's worth of podcasts, weekly podcasts, which you are all enjoying. So I hope today's show gave you pause for reflection, for having a little look through new eyes at that area of your life that you would really like to change. Listen to the podcast a few times to really get some of the deep and meaningful stuff in that last article I read out to you on treacle running. The more you listen to it, the more you can read between the lines and really get the message as to what you need there. And of course, if you'd rather not do it by yourself, but do it with some support and help and my practice professional eye after nearly 20 years in the dream interpretation business, then contact me through my website and maybe book yourself in for 4 or more life coaching sessions by phone to really get down to addressing this area of your life that you would really like to change for once and for all, and to come out with the kind of results, for example, that Jeremy had when he gave his update from his podcast, Dream Alchemy Practice, from podcast 50. So there we go. Gosh, that's a long time for me to sit here and talk, but at least I know I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to you all out there, and you give me the energy and the reason to let it flow. And I hope that I've helped you all in some small or big way today. Next week, I have a guest on the show again. So until then, if this isn't enough for you, please share this podcast with as many other people as you can. Remember, you can download it from iTunes as well, so it comes to you automatically every week. I did mean to mention that our podcast blog has been massively upgraded too. So if you go to it, and the address is www.lifestylepodnetwork.com.au, that's lifestylepodnetwork.com.au, you'll find that every podcast episode now has its own permanent page and lots of room there for you to easily add comments. If you can't find your way there, just go either to my website at dream.net.au or to my blog at janetheresa.com and follow the very obvious links to the podcast, The Dream Show podcast blog, and comment away on what you hear on these podcasts. That's most welcome. And remember, also follow the services on any of those sites, and contact me to book yourself in if you'd like some life coaching. I'll see you in another 7 days for episode 59. Have a wonderful week. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to The Dream Show at lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.